When I was like 5 years old, my dad's buddy used to come over every Monday night with a stack of VHS tapes and let us watch movies. And I distinctly remember sometime in 1985, me and my old man watched The Terminator. And if you have somehow miraculously never seen The Terminator, people make computers, computers make robots, robots and computers turn bad, all the people die. As artificial intelligence becomes more prevalent in our society, or at least in the newspapers, there's a subset of investors and scientists that are saying, beware of artificial intelligence. So this week, we're really going to talk about artificial intelligence. The good, the bad, the ugly. I'm Joey Lombardi, and this is Sourcecast, episode number 43. Before we get to this week's news, let's review the acquisitions that have taken place over the last 8 days. Oracle bought a Marriott, like actually a hotel. They bought a hotel. San Francisco Chronicle reports that the hotel was purchased through Hospitality Investment LLC, which is a wholly owned subsidiary of Oracle. Apparently, this is Oracle's first hotel purchase. Larry Ellison, the company's executive chairman, personally owns several hotels, including the Four Seasons Resort in the Hawaiian island of Lanai, and the Epiphany Hotel in Palo Alto. I am very curious to see what Oracle needs a hotel for. IBM announced the acquisition of Promontory to transform regulatory compliance with Watson. Promontory Financial Group is a global market-leading risk management and regulatory compliance firm, and there are synergies with Watson's deep cognitive capabilities. In the rumor mill, and we mentioned this last week, Disney is now also an option to purchase Twitter, although it still seems that Salesforce is in the lead. And speaking of Salesforce, PC World reports that Salesforce tried to block Microsoft's LinkedIn acquisition. Salesforce Chief Legal Officer Burke Norton argued to the EU that Microsoft's control of LinkedIn's dataset following an acquisition would be anti-competitive. I don't know if Salesforce is making a smart move there or if they're just going to end up burning favors on a futile task. So now let's get to the main topic, artificial intelligence. This podcast is no stranger to this topic. We discuss artificial intelligence all the time. There's been some unilateral industry movement that has occurred over the last 2 weeks, and I think it's a good time to stop and reflect on what's occurring in the industry. Facebook, Google, Amazon, IBM, and Microsoft have created a partnership to make AI seem less terrifying. There is legitimately a group of people that think that the robots are going to uprise and kill all the people. So this organization's goals are objectively noble. They want to create standards, transparency, algorithmic accountability, fairness and ethics, while teaching everyone from users to the U.S. government how the technology works. Member companies say that they'll conduct and publish open research on these topics and contribute financial support to further study. Of course, the frequency and content of these studies have not been solidified, and the organization isn't launching with any initial studies or findings. So will this group ultimately become a lobbyist group? Probably, but I suppose it is very important for the people that are creating artificial intelligence technology to reassure and to ensure that there is not a computer uprising, which frankly, I feel ridiculous even saying. As these groups are forming, the competition among the members of this committee is increasing astronomically. Microsoft announced last week that they are creating an artificial intelligence research group 5,000 engineers strong. This group initially is planning to focus on machine learning algorithms. Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella recently gave a keynote speech discussing this exact topic, and the byline is, "We're not pursuing AI to beat humans at games." He said that the company is trying to democratize information and access to intelligence to empower every person and every institution that people build with tools of AI so they can go on to solve the most pressing problems of society and economy. So yes, he probably took a shot at IBM and Google, who have both famously had their AI play against chess masters and other games of chance. But I see an interesting distinction occurring. Microsoft and Amazon are clearly focusing on machine learning algorithms, effectively focusing on learning repetitive tasks and replacing human or program elements with this quote-unquote artificial intelligence. Google and IBM seem to have loftier goals. They want to feed information into these systems so patterns and rhythms are identified. IBM and Google are basically looking for needles in a haystack. They're looking for cures to diseases, patterns that they can identify cures for cancer and diabetes. There are critics of artificial intelligence. Larry Ellison from Oracle is one of them. They're basically saying that artificial intelligence is glorified computer automation, something that computers do well. And perhaps he's right. At the end of the day, we are leveraging artificial intelligence, or what we're calling artificial intelligence, to allow computers to do what computers do well, repetitive tasks and searching for some common item. If you have something like an Amazon Echo, or if you frequently use Siri, you realize that having conversations with a computer, asking it an abstract question, poses more difficult tasks for the AI to complete. Microsoft and IBM are actively working on that, and Google recently announced an improved voice search and virtual assistant technology within their phones and with their competitor to the Amazon Echo, which is called Google Home, I think. These technologies are getting iteratively better, and as they get better, we're finding more useful social applications for them. IBM recently announced a partnership with hospitals in Pennsylvania to add cognitive speech technology into patients' rooms. So we're adding this thing that we call artificial intelligence into our cars, into our homes, into the hospitals, to both interact with patients and to do analysis on what is ailing them. And you may or may not have a comfort level with calling it artificial intelligence. Maybe it is better to call it machine learning or repetitive tasks. But the thing, in my opinion, that human society should be worried about is not the uprising of computers. It's the job elimination. I've discussed this several times on the podcast. These repetitive tasks that human beings are currently doing will be replaced by computers. Computers have been replacing people for years. And the advent of artificial intelligence, or machine learning, or whatever you want to call it, will exacerbate that elimination of jobs. There's no question. Artificial intelligence at this point is even writing newspaper articles. And I think that's where the fear comes from. I don't think people truly think a robot's going to break into your house and murder your family. And I hope that's not too graphic. But I do think people are worried about their jobs being replaced. There is social upheaval coming. Since I mentioned my dad at the beginning of the podcast, I went out to lunch with him this week and one of his buddies, not the same buddy that brought the VHS tapes. And we discussed politics, and we also ended up talking about China. And how does China fit in with all of this? For years, Americans have been worried about China's growth in manufacturing. And I did a whole write-up about China on the blog, so you can go look it up in the book report section. But I don't think Americans should worry about China and manufacturing in the long run. I truly believe that manufacturing will come back to the United States, but the jobs won't come back with it. Those manufacturing jobs will be heavily reliant on robots and artificial intelligence and automated tasks, and a handful of highly educated people will be running the factories. And those factories will be in the United States, and they'll also be in China. So we're going to see a situation where a lot of Chinese people are going to lose their road to middle class. And maybe they'll achieve it before they get replaced, and maybe they won't. So artificial intelligence and robots. No, they won't break into your home. They won't do terrible things to you physically. But it will be the centerpiece of social upheaval at some point in human history.
I'm completely operational, and all my circuits are functioning perfectly.
And that's all we have for this week. As a reminder, you can find Sourcecast on iTunes, Google Music, and all of your favorite podcasting applications. Sourcecast is recorded in bucolic Mantua, New Jersey, and is produced and recorded by me. Music is provided by Google. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.